7:45 on your Tuesday morning. It's a Tuesday. Could it be a record-breaking day today?
For heat?
Could be.
It could be 86. James and Julie.
86 is what we're expecting today?
Yeah. That's the record, too.
Well, we're supposed to have 85, right? And the record is 86. When was the record?
The record was back in 1989.
Hey, I was here.
So that's a high temperature.
Yes.
For that April. And meteor showers tonight.
Yes, we got the Leonid. I always have trouble saying
Leonid.
That. Leonid shower. And so we're gonna.
When's it supposed to be visible here?
Well, anytime after it starts getting dark.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's gonna go into the evening hours.
Yeah, I want to watch that.
It's interesting though with that particular shower, Leonid showers.
Is that Greek, James?
I don't know why I have trouble saying
it. Leonid? I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't have trouble saying it. You have words that you just can't say very well.
Jeez. Episcopal, famously, is mine.
That's, you know, the one of probably many.
Oh, yeah, because you said Episcopal.
I still want to read it that way, too, whenever
forward,
I see it.
I can't even say it, but forward, when you forward something and it forwarded did.
You forwarded?
It. Forwarded it?
Yeah, I do that. I trip it up.
That's a trouble one, too.
Forwarded.
Yeah. I got plenty of words. I can't think of any others right off the bat, but I know that one. When I saw that this morning, I go, oh, geez, I got to say that. It's like basically what you're going to see falling into our atmosphere is debris from various from a comets.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
even though they're calling them falling stars.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
If
we have a falling star, you better say goodbye, world, because the sun is hitting us.
Probably won't be able to at that point.
So tonight and tomorrow night.
It's set up to 20 an hour.
Yeah. So
that'll be neat. I hope it's clear.
Yeah. I hope so, too. It's supposed to be, might be mostly cloudy. So we'll see. So that's going to happen. Let's look at some Wyoming history, shall we? So look up in the sky and look for the showers tonight. Wyoming history. Ooh, 1871. Convicted murderer John Boyer is hanged in Laramie. The first Wyomingite to be legally hanged. 1871.
What for?
Wow. I don't know.
Oh.
That's it.
Hmm.
That's all I got, Julie.
Dig deeper, Bob.
Up your game. 1874, the Piney, Prairie Dog, and Mead Creek Irrigation Company has formed articles of incorporation with Secretary Morgan on this date. Of course, those are nearby. So a little Wyoming history on the day book. Let's see. Who was born? Who was born on this date? And I look right at Julie when I say that. So they were born on this date, 1782, German educator. I do the same thing you do, though. You think, it's like, wow, they've invented that then? They founded kindergarten in 1782. No, it's when he was born. Frederick Froebel founded kindergarten.
Founded kindergarten?
Yes.
Yeah, like meaning,
like the
let's
the,
back it up the, here, kids.
Okay. Kids, yeah. Yeah.
He was like, this first grade stuff. We got to go before.
Yeah.
Who founded pre-K? Was it somebody else after him?
Yeah.
You gotta figure that out too.
Figure that one out. I never went to either. I just went right into the first grade.
Yeah, I went to kindergarten. Didn't
I got kicked out of kindergarten? Jill and I both did.
Got kicked out of kindergarten.
Why? Sign of the times. No.
How does that happen?
Yeah.
You think the teachers know what they're signing up for?
It was in Arizona, and Jill and I didn't play well with others. Apparently.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't play well with others.
I do distinctly remember we were wild children, but waiting in line for something, and Jill and I would just bust to the front or something. And why? Why do we have to wait in line?
Wow. Even as a kindergartner, I would have hated you.
I know.
I would have hated you. For that.
Wow, Julie. I just doesn't like you and Jill.
Yeah.
We're going to the front of the line. Get out of the way.
I would have hated me, too.
I would have hated you if I saw that.
Wow.
Let's just say
I wasn't crying about being kicked out.
I would have been like, oh, this person. Even in kindergarten, like, this person sucks.
And look, I read books today.
So did the teacher say, you guys are done? You have to go home?
Well, we just didn't weren't invited back after we went for a little while.
Weren't invited back? Invited what does that mean?
Yeah,
I mean, they were like, hey, you know,
so when'd your parents
don't
go?
Bother you bringing your kids anymore.
I thought it was like a...
Wow.
I mean,
really?
Yeah.
Maybe beforehand it wasn't like a school sanctioned thing, like whereas it was more like pre-K where
let's
it's kind of like
we
child
were expelled
care.
From kindergarten.
Yeah.
You were expelled from kindergarten. That's quite a feat.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was early low
achiever. I was just trying to make sure I didn't lose my pants, you know?
Yeah.
Fall down on me, man. I didn't even have a belt. It's suspenders.
Well.
I remember, you know what's funny is I was looking
good
through.
Good thing you didn't ask that in the hiring process.
I was looking through old yearbook photos, and some like one of them was a kindergarten yearbook photo of my time.
Oh, yeah.
And it really, I mean, at least when I went to school, and it wasn't here, it was down in Florida. It really is, you're just kind of hanging out for about 6 hours. Not doing all, like, because there's like pictures of you're like trying to catch the apple, like as it's hanging from a string or something, or you're like,
right.
You know, you're drawing turkeys with your hands and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and
Thanksgiving
like, you're just,
parade.
Yeah, and it's like you're just hanging out for about 7 hours until mom could come pick you up or something.
You know, it needs to be. I mean, it's all about socialization.
Yeah, true.
I mean, it's learning how to function.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Learning how lines work.
I failed that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. You did okay though. Wait, maybe make a comeback.
Yeah.
Good comeback, Julie.
Early,
now it's a lot harder.
You had the early
kids.
Setback.
So when you got kicked out,
yeah, I didn't
did
mean
you,
to take
did,
the show.
Did
up
you
airing my dirty
yeah,
laundry
with Julie's past?
You mentioned it.
Yeah, you brought it up. So when they kicked you out, did you guys go? Yeah,
no more
well, they didn't say to us, "Get out of here." They pack your bag.
Yeah,
clear your locker. You're done. They told my parents, you know. So,
right,
but
right.
I don't remember getting punished for it.
Okay.
It was the 70s.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know.
All right. Well, we won't stay on that subject anymore. Julie, thanks for sharing, though.
Yeah, hey.
You know, I really appreciate, you know, it gives us insight into you now.
At least you can stand in line now.
Hats off to the guy that invented kindergarten.
So next time we
go. Bringing it all the way back around.
Yeah, so next time we go to the chamber luncheon, you're not going to try to blow up
skip
in front of
line.
Everybody?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Skip the line.
You and Jill?
I learned this in kindergarten.
Taken?
Everybody.
It is now.
Yeah, we're sitting here.
Yeah.
Sorry, your purse is here. We're taking it. All right. Okay, 753. Hey, we're going to go back. B.C. Romulus founded Rome. According to legend, on this date, 753.
He wasn't born that day.
BC. No, it happened on this date. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 1836, Texan forces led by Sam Houston defeated the Mexican army, ensuring Texas's independence from Mexico on this date. 1862, Congress establishes the U.S. Mint in Denver.
Oh.
Have you ever been to the Mint in Denver?
No.
You need to go. You have to make a reservation, though, to get in, you know, get in line to go through the Mint. It is way, way cool.
Is it still in operation or is it a museum now?
No.
It's still in operation?
Yeah, it's still in operation.
Huh.
It is way cool to go through the Mint. It's been a while, but you have to make reservations. You know, otherwise, you won't get in.
Yeah.
1918, German air ace Manfred von Richthofen, the Red Baron, shot out of the sky by Canadian pilot Roy Brown during World War
One. In 1918?
1918.
Wow.
And then they made a pizza
they made a pizza.
Red Baron pizza.
Pretty much,
like,
James.
They're
I
like,
think
hey,
you
let's
might
pick
be
a pizza
there.
Company out of this.
Yeah.
This guy that was shot out of the sky.
Yeah.
1962, the World's Fair in Seattle opens. 1962. Now, you want to know the really cool thing about that? My grandparents went to that World's Fair because we have in our possession, in our family, memorabilia they brought back from that World's Fair in Seattle. Big, beautiful old picture of a mountain, glasses that say Seattle World Fair on it, and all kinds of really cool stuff that they brought back. So, yeah, it was really neat. So that kind of fair brings back a lot of memories for me because it was always around the house. They brought back a lot of stuff. And I'm thinking to myself.
No pet rocks or.
No, yeah. Dirt roads to get there.
62?
From their house.
A lot of dirt roads, most until maybe they hit the
they
hit the bigger city, then there was probably some pavement, but not from old Custer, Montana out. So dirt roads. Okay, 1989, James, Nintendo released Game Boy.
Yeah.
On this date. Today's banana day.
Hmm. Sure. Bananas.
I have one every day.
You do?
Yes. Okay. Uh-huh. Every day for breakfast. One of my breakfast.
If you have too many, you can get potassium poisoning. You got
to
be careful.
That'd have to be a lot.
Yeah, it's like 400, I think, or something like that.
Bob, are you okay? How many bananas?
Yeah. You just scared the hell out of me.
It is a lot.
Now I got potassium poisoning. Okay.
Got to be careful.
I'm just having
Never
one,
know.
James. That's all. It's kindergarten day today, Julie.
Hey.
Reminisce. Tea day. Have some tea.
Hmm. Sure. I like tea. Okay. I drink some just about every night.
Good for you. Trivia.
Is there any poisoning that can occur?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Is anything else we should know about?
If you have too much potassium in your tea, you get potassium poison.
Okay. Here's some trivia. Our life jacket from the Titanic sold at auction last week. Almost $1 million.
Wow.
Why would you want that?
Titanic memorabilia is huge.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
But, again, why would you want
that? It's kind of interesting because there's so many ships.
Now, check this out. Yeah, you want to, there's a trivia question on that. How many ships are still undiscovered in the world that have sank?
Thousands.
Million.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, cargo ships.
Yeah.
I mean, even go back to the Roman age, too. Mm-hmm. I mean,
18-karat gold watch recovered from the body of first-class Titanic passenger Frederick Sutton, expected to fetch over $108,000 at auction coming up.
That's it? But a life jacket got $1 million?
Yeah.
I'd go for the watch. I mean, exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Interesting. Okay, trivia. What percentage of people who say they don't need an alarm clock to wake up in the morning? You don't use one.
I don't use one.
Yeah.
What? Oh, man.
I don't know. 40? 40%.
35%. 30%.
30%. I have two alarms.
Yeah.
Okay. Just so I never.
Backups.
And Julie goes, I don't have any.
Yeah, that's crazy.
How do you wake up?
I don't get it either.
There's no way. You know what that percentage is?
30%.
10.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow. You're an elite company there,
Julie. Mm-hmm.
Us kindergarten dropouts.
Way to step in front of the line in front of everyone right there. I like it. All right. Let's do some. Oh, you know, it's National Park Week. A little more National Park trivia. Yeah. Florida is the state with the highest number of designated parks. True or false?
False.
False. It's got the biggest.
Who do you think?
California.
California. Good one. Yeah, good job. Great Smoky Mountains National Park is the most visited park in the United States.
False.
False.
True.
Really? Maybe because you're closer to major populations.
In Tennessee. And Memphis, I think. Or in Kentucky, too, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's both.
Isn't that where the Appalachian...
The Mammoth, we left off at this yesterday. The Mammoth Cave National Park,
Kentucky.
The longest cave, 405 miles of mapped.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in Kentucky. We looked that up after we got off the air. The Grand Canyon was one of only, originally, five national parks created in 1872.
Mm-hmm.
False. It didn't become a national park until 1919.
Hmm.
Death Valley National Park is the largest national park in the contiguous United States.
I want to go there.
False.
I've never been there.
Yeah. It's true.
Have you guys been there?
No.
No. Yeah. God, that is one that I don't want to go to. 118 degrees all the time. Yeah. I don't do that.
I want to see why people live there.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's like people that live
I love torturing myself. It's great.
Death Valley.
Yeah. I pass on that.
Those residents are hardy souls, man. Death Valley, California. Yeah. Over 100 degrees.
I mean, I wouldn't live the time. There, but...
Every day.
I like where we live.
Yeah. Me too.
We'll leave it at that.
I can live with an 86 degree high on April, not 112.
Today. You're listening to Carol E. Sheridan, Fox News on the way. Good morning. Don't worry, baby. Just